Teenagers, there's a word we Catholics don't use enough in everyday life. It's a good word, and there's no law or copyright that should keep us from using it more often than we do. Toward the end of my reflection, I'll speak of that word and invite you and all of us to make greater use of it. But first, let's look back at what we accomplished during the Easter season. Recall that on several Sundays during the Easter season, we gather in the hall after each Mass to brainstorm the hopes and values of our parish, to list memories on our parish timeline, and then to prioritize all that we wrote before boiling it down into vision and mission statements that we announced on Pentecost Sunday. I then leave town for a scheduled 3.5-week vacation. I have fun, go to museums, take walks, drink coffee and a few margaritas, and take a ferry to the island of Key West and enjoy some escape reading. And yet, I can't stop thinking about our renewed mission statement. It really does grab my attention, and I can't turn off my thinker about what we can do here at St. Thomas of Canterbury to live to our mission. Our renewed vision statement is challenging enough. We look into the future, 5 years, 10 years out, and want to say the following about ourselves. We choose to follow Jesus Christ in joy, gratitude, and service. Good words. Here again are the words of our mission statement. We are a family of Catholic Christians where all are welcomed. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, we follow Jesus by making disciples, serving others, and changing the world. It captures so well the mission Jesus gives you and me that can help us grow into our vision of the future. While on vacation, I keep thinking, for you and me to live to that mission, we're going to need God's grace and plenty of it. Again, we are a family of Catholic Christians where all are welcomed, inspired by the Holy Spirit. We follow Jesus by making disciples, serving others, and changing the world. Now, that's a tall job order. But think about it. We are going to welcome everyone, make disciples, serve others, and here's the kicker, we are going to change the world. For you and me to live to that mission, yes, we will need plenty of God's grace. And more than that, I keep thinking that Jesus had better show up here at St. Thomas of Canterbury Church. And yet, I want everyone here to know that Jesus already has shown up. Jesus is already on the job. Consider today's gospel proclamation. St. Mark isn't simply reminding us of something that took place 2,000 years ago. St. Mark tells us of Jesus sending out his closest disciples, called the 12. He sends them out in pairs on their mission. They go out in pairs because two are required to give a trustworthy witness. This gospel passage has been proclaimed to every generation since then, because Jesus sends every generation forth as missionaries to be his witnesses. Jesus calls you and me to tell others that Jesus died and rose, making it possible for us even today to have a relationship with God that is personal, deep, and life-giving. It's a relationship that we call Holy Communion. Jesus calls you and me to be missionaries in the neighborhoods of St. Thomas of Canterbury Parish. And now, to that one word I alluded to when I began my reflection. But please forgive me for using a very sad, very terrible, and tragic example. I debated with myself whether or not I should speak of it. But the example of bearing witness has stayed with me in a very powerful way. In February of this year, 21 Coptic Christians, Egyptian Christians, are marched out onto a beach in Libya and beheaded, butchered by terrorists. I dared not see the video that was posted on the internet, but perhaps all of us saw the photo of the 21 men wearing orange jumpsuits and forced to kneel on that beach. But what most people don't know is what they're saying as their last words. Lord Jesus Christ, and others, Jesus, help me. There, at the end of their lives, the word, the name, Jesus, is on their lips and in their hearts. Our word martyr is from the Greek word meaning witness. There, in a terrible moment, they remain true to Jesus, bearing witness to their Christian faith. As Pope Francis said, be they Catholics, Orthodox, Copts, or Lutherans, it does not matter. They are Christians. Their blood is the same. Their blood confesses their faith in Christ. Jesus gives you and me a mission. Jesus calls you and me to be missionaries in our neighborhoods, here in St. Thomas of Canterbury Parish. We will soon be talking about how to live to our mission. For now, I ask everyone, when you leave the church after Mass, see yourselves as missionaries. I ask you to take the simple step of using more regularly the word, the name, Jesus. Teenagers. You know, we Catholics tend to be not very public about our faith in Jesus. However, you and everyone here can use the word Jesus without forcing religion on someone. Just use it in a simple, everyday way. Be willing to use the name Jesus. There's no copyright on his name. You and I are free to use it. I ask you to set the simple goal of using his name once a day. Each time you use it, it becomes easier to use it again. Jesus on your lips and Jesus in your heart. To say the word Jesus is the first step to living your mission, our mission, to make disciples, to serve others, and to change the world. We choose to follow Jesus. Jesus the Christ.